Simen Sadi Beis Sif Dalid. We're in the middle of the Ramah. Vimnisarev Yavesh Biyavesh. If different pieces, discrete pieces, become mixed together, so then it doesn't matter whether it be Shari Surim or Basa B'Cholov, if they get mixed together with kosher pieces, we do not say Chanan in such a case, by dry pieces. So what this means is, let's say two pieces of Nevela get mixed together with one piece of kosher. So we don't view this now as being three pieces of Isser, even though it's true at this point there's no Bittel, so all three are Asur to eat. But if another two pieces of kosher would then be mixed in, so now we'd have Rav Heter, so then we could permit the Isser based on Rav. We would not need Rav Keneged the three. We wouldn't say you would need four pieces of Heter to get mixed in. It's enough if two more pieces get mixed in, because now we'll have three Keneged the two. So if we would have said Chanan, so then we'd view it as three pieces of Isser. We would then take a Rav Timivatel, that would take four pieces of Heter. Now that we do not say Chanan, it's enough if there's two more pieces of Heter that are added on, would create Rav of Heter. And this is true whether it be Shari Surmi or Basar B'Cholov. So if a piece of Basar, of Basar that got cooked with milk got mixed up with other two kosher pieces of meat, then again we would... if it got mixed together with one other kosher piece of meat, so at that point they would be asur, they'd both be asur, and yet if another piece afterwards falls in, now if two, it would become batel b'rov. Ayinle kaman, simin tzadi tes midin chatichat nasas nevela. Then the Ramah tells us to look in tzadi tes for more halachas regarding chatichat nasas nevela. Then the Ramah continues, kli haneser miblias iser. If a kli, we're talking over here about a new kli, or an Eina Ben Yoma kli, which becomes Asur because it was Boileya Yisr. For instance, a person cooked in it, a kazayas of chalev, in a new pot. We don't say that the pot itself becomes Nevela. And all you need is 60 keneged, that one kezayis that was absorbed into the pot. We don't say that the pot itself became a chaticha viser, and we would now need shishim keneged, the entire pot. Now this has another practical nafkamina, that we don't say chanan unless the item itself is a food and it becomes aser, but pots, the inedibles, we don't say on them chanan. Therefore, let's say you have a chemical, something which is clearly not a food, and it's Boileya Isser. So, aside from the fact that perhaps the Isser doesn't, the chemical doesn't even become Usser because it's not Roy La'achila, but even if this thing now is added into, it's added into kosher food, this chemical, so then we would only have to mishayer keneged the kezayis of Isser that it was Boileya. We would not have to mishayer keneged kuloi, because we would not say chanan on this inedible, just like we wouldn't say chanan on a pot or on a cheres. Even though there's a daya that we do say chanan by cheres, the shach says that we paskin that we don't say chanan even by cheres. So any inedible we do not say chanan, whether it be the metal of a pot or a cheres of a pot. There's a discussion, what about, do we say Chanan by Malicha? We've talked earlier that we only say that Chanan is learned out, Chaticha Nasa Vela, Halachas are learned out from Basar B'Cholov. Now, there's no din of Malicha by Basar B'Cholov, Midraisa. Midrabanan, they were guys in Malicha. So since Chaticha Nasa Vela is all learned out from Basar B'Cholov, Midraisa, and there's no application over there of Malicha, maybe we shouldn't say Chanan by Shari Surim of Malicha. So the Shach says that he brings from the Taras Chatas that if there's a Makam, if there's a Makam, have some Ruba, one could be Mekel that we don't say Chanan by Malicha. So that's a, Okay, so now along these lines, there's a famous taz over here, which says that since we know that we only learn out chatikha nasins nevela from basa b'chalav, and by basa b'chalav there's no such thing as asering more than 60 times. The limit for basa b'chalav is shishim. So this is, so Rabbeinu Tam says that we never say chanan by an iser mashu, even though there are other isurim where we're going to aser past shishim, for instance by davar sheish lo matirin, or by chametz on Pesach we aser past shishim. So perhaps in those cases we should say chanan as well. So there's a Tosfos brings Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that we don't say chanan. And Tosfos uses this to explain a Gemara that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that Min B'Minoi is not bottled. Min B'Minoi, Afilu B'Mashu, who is also, we don't paskin like that, but that's Shitas Rav, that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that Min B'Minoi is not bottled. But yet, if you have a Nisr Mashu, if you had a Min B'Minoi, which only became Asr B'Mashu, and that then falls into another pot where there's a mashuhu over there, so then trei mashuhu layamrinan. It's not going to aser the second pot. Now, as a machlekes, the Shach and Taz, as to what the reasoning behind this is. The Taz understands that a chaticha that became aser through a blias mashuhu doesn't have the kayach to be maflit into the next item. The Mela, provided that it's trei mashu, nothing's going to come out from one pot into the next, from one chaticha into the next chaticha. It's not going to be maflit at all, and therefore that's the hesber of Rabbeinu Tam as to why, if it, one chaticha became also a mashu and then goes into a mashu of the second pot, we say in that case it's mutter because nothing comes out when it's only an iser mashu. However, the Shach disagrees and says, no, it's not pshat. He says, even by Yenis or Mashu, it'll be Maflet that Mashu. Why is the Mot over here? Because Klape, the next pot, is considered like an Eina Minoi. And Rabbi Yehuda is only Machmer by Mim Minoi to consider it that it's not bottled. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Mim B'She'Eina Minoi is bottled B'Shishim. And Mela, in the next pot where you have Shishim, it's going to be bottle. Only in the first pot where it's mamish miminoi, there it's not bottle filu ba'alef. But that belia into the third pot is considered einaminoi now, and therefore it will be bottle. So that's machlekes the Shach and the Taz. Now therefore the Taz holds, not one afkamina behind this is going to be legabe chametz bePesach. According to the Taz writes that even the Gabi Chametz of Pesach, it should be mutter. If Chametz was nivla into the first chaticha, and then from the second chaticha fell into the next chaticha, and it's only a mashu, so he says nothing comes out. The mashu doesn't come out. And therefore, as long as I throw away that chaticha, the pot of soup will be mutter. But according to the Shach, it does come out. So what are you going to say? It has a din of Einaminoi for Pesach. Chametz of Pesach asur is even be Einaminoi. So that would not help you. It would only help by something that's, let's say, by Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. Davar Sheish Lo Matirin, where is not bottle if it's Min B'Minoi, but it is bottle if it's Min B'She'Eino Minoi. So in such a case, that would be similar to the case of Rav and Yehuda, and in such a case, it would be bottle in the second pot, even though it wasn't bottle in the first pot. So now, this is this idea that that is considered an Eina Minoi into the next item. So this has a, or like the Taz says, that it's not Maflit into the, when you have Trey Mashu who's Laya Minon. So this has a very important Nafka Mino. In the case where, by Chodesh. Chodesh is a Davar Sheish Lo Matirin, because you can wait till after Pesach, till after the Omer. So therefore, Chodesh is considered a Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. And Davar Sheish Lo Matirin is not bottle Min B'Minoi Afilu B'Mashu. So if you have one teaspoonful of Chodesh flour that gets mixed into 1,000 pounds of yashin flour, all of it will be aser. What happens if now I have this mixture? Now what happens if a teaspoon of this falls into 1,000 pounds of another batch of flour? So this is chayr is a case of trei mashu. The problem is both the Taz and the Shach both say that if you have a mixture that's lach balach, by a lach balach mixture, so then we view it as though since it's yesh bilo, we look at it at the mixture as though it's uniform throughout. So then we don't. And so then the Taz says, in such a case, we would aser even the third mixture, even the fourth mixture, even the fifth mixture, even if you had trei, tlas, revia, mashuhus, we would aser them all because still a mashuhu of the original is going like the Taz. The vart was why it was mutter was because by trei mashuhus is because there's no plita from a chaticha when it's only a mashuhu. But over here, it's not a plita; it's the ben that's getting mixed into the second, into the third. So if it's a lach balach mixture, it's no good. Question is, how are we going to deal with kemach? So on the one hand, we consider kemach to be like a lach balach, that we say that we can have a it gets completely mixed in. It's not like a yavish biyavish where we don't consider it to give tam. It's just sitting next to each other by yavish biyavish. By kemach, but kemach, we consider it to be like a lach balach mixture. That's the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah and most achrayim. So what do we say, legabe this? Are we going to consider it like, but do we say yesh bila? Do we say that the flour is completely mixed in? So it's not so clear, because here you could taina that it could be that none of the flour from the first mixture is already into the third mixture. By the liquids, lach balach, so behechrech there is. If I mix a wine into water, right, you could see it stains the water pink. And if I mix it into the second one, into the third one, I'll keep seeing a little bit of color. That's a raya that it keeps traveling, the yesh bila. Mashenke, by the flour, it's very likely that if I do this two times or three times, there'll be no flour continuing on into the next mixture. Could be there's nothing. So here it's a little bit different. Here it's already getting into the Gdarm of Suffolk as well. Another thing to keep in mind is that although the Shach and Taz both say that there's by the liquids, lach balach, that it's aser, there are achrayim that disagree. The Kamfei Yoina says that even by lach balach, he says that he disagrees with the Taz. The Taz says that it's only if it's a chaticha, because then a bliya doesn't go out of a chaticha, but a bliya will come out of the liquid because it's the thing itself. So Kaviyana says no. He says even by liquids, when it's a mashahu that goes into the liquid, it's not considered ban. We view it only as tam. So what difference does it make if it's tam from a chaticha or tam from a lach? The tam won't go out. It's just tam. It's not considered to be ban. The ban loses its status. It's not considered like it's there anymore when it's batal b'shishim the ban. All we view it as, he brings rayas from the Lashon of Rishayim, that we consider it just to be tam ba'alma. So even though it's true there is actual mass that is added, but it only has halacha of tam. So therefore he says it doesn't matter if like the Taz, if tam doesn't go out of a chaticha, so then tam shouldn't come out of the lach either. And therefore he says that even by lach balach, if it's trei mashuhus, it should be mutter as well. And Kal v'chomer, he could say such a svara in the Shach, because the Shach learns that it's because it's min b'shein aminai. So certainly one can learn that once it becomes, that if in a chaticha you can consider it ein aminai, so then in a lach, where it's only a blia, you should also only consider, even though the Shach says explicitly that lach is no good. But using the svara of the Shach, one can still differentiate and say that just like a by the chaticha we consider it an ein aminai, by the lach we could also consider it an ein aminai. So although the Shach and Taz both hold the chumra, there are other achrayim that are mekel by the case of the even by real lach, not just by the flour, but even by lach. One other consideration is that the Rama in Siman Kuf Beis in the halachas of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, the Rama over there says that if you have a even if you have min b'minay, like, let's say by yoshan, chadash that gets mixed into yoshan, a mashuhu, so that even though normally we say davar shlishi l'matirin afilu be'elef is loy bottle, if it's only tam, then it is bottle. And the Shach points out that the makar of that Ramah, one of the makaris, is from a Hagoy Sashri, and the Goy Sashri is talking about even where it's nimuach into it. Even though the Meas is nimuach in, that's still only considered tam, sort of like this, the taina of the Kamfe Yoina. And therefore the Ramah says that in such a case, it is bottle, even without three mashus, even without coming onto Alumdus, even one mashu. As long as it's a mashu in, and it's nimuach in, so like by lach balach, it's nimuach, there's no, you know, you can't remove it anymore. That would, in other words, the Ramah is only being machmer that we say that davar shesh matirin is not bottle when the davar itself is still be'en in there and it could be removed. But once it's nimuach, then even then the whole chumrah doesn't apply. But that's not pashut. I mean, that's the shita of the Ramah, but the Shach over there and Taz both disagree. But there's many, but the point is that you can see that there's many stodim over here by the case of the Chadash and the Yoshan. It's not pashut that, how to view it, and there's definitely stodim lahakal in this case.